You're with The Record as we continue into the second hour here on KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman.
And I'm David Hyde. The CBC, that's the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, is losing its hockey broadcast rights. So what's that going to mean for the future of public television, Don Cherry, and Hockey Night in Canada? Fear not, Canadophiles. Vaughn Palmer is here to talk us down. He's a columnist for the Vancouver Sun, and you can also hear him every Wednesday here on KUOW. So Vaughn, what's the world coming to?
Well, this is the biggest media, biggest sports, and in some ways, biggest political story in Canada the last week. Private cable company Rogers has snapped up the broadcast rights to hockey from the National Hockey League in Canada for 12 years for an enormous sum, $5 billion. They intend to make the games available. They're going to let the CBC keep them for a while and broadcast them for a while, but Rogers will control the look and feel of the games. They'll decide which games go on the CBC. So over time, the CBC will lose control of hockey, and eventually it won't even have it.
So what's that going to mean for the future of the CBC?
Well, it's you make a good point, you know. Hockey is an enormous cash cow for the public broadcaster. I mean, they say it isn't, but really, it's the mainstay of their audience during playoff times. Basically, they preempt all their own programming to show hockey games. The news doesn't go on, nothing. Nothing interferes with hockey in Canada. So it's huge. But, you know, it's really a sign, too, of just how the media world is changing. Why would a cable company pay that kind of money for hockey? Well, the cable company, of course, Rogers, is worried about losing people on cable. They're worried that people are going to specialty services, to satellite dishes, that they're not taking cable services the way they had. So they want to be able to provide their cable buyers with something that they can't get anywhere else. They also want to make it available in every imaginable platform. You'll be able to watch hockey games on your phone, you'll be able to watch them on your home computer, you'll basically be able to get them anywhere you want, and more games. So that's the deal. For the CBC, over time, it probably means staffing changes. It probably will affect their ad revenue. It may also, and some commentators have done this, David, they've said this is a real opportunity for the CBC to turn itself into more of a public broadcaster and less of a broadcaster that is trying to just compete with the private broadcasters. So it might be an opportunity for the CBC to go maybe in the direction that PBS has in the United States, maybe more in the direction of the BBC in the UK, which is to provide more specialty programming that you don't see on private broadcasters and stop competing head-to-head with the private broadcasters on commercial programming that private broadcasters are only too happy to provide because it makes money.
So more arts, more culture, more news, less hockey. What's it going to mean for hockey fans and fans of Don Cherry and Hockey Night in Canada?
Don Cherry, of course, is a notoriously controversial figure on Hockey Night in Canada. He's been a fixture for a long time. The feeling is that over time, Rogers will, the cable company will want to, as I say, control the look and feel of its broadcasts. It'll bring in a new generation of announcers. They will probably hang on to Don Cherry for a while, although I'm guessing he's probably the highest paid broadcaster in the country by a considerable margin. He's an old man, but he's very colorful and controversial. So whether they're prepared to pick up his contract for too long, we'll see.
Also, Vaughn, Prime Minister Stephen Harper has announced his first official visit to Israel.
Yeah, Prime Minister's having a bit of a rough ride in Canada, various controversies. He's been Prime Minister. It'll be 8 years next February. So, when you get roiled at home, you go abroad, try to find some place they'd be happy to see you. Canada is close to, if not being, Israel's most reliable ally in the world these days. And he'd be very welcome there. So he's going for a week in January. We have a free trade pact with Israel. We have trade and economic and diplomatic issues with them, but I think it's mostly a case of the Prime Minister, for political reasons, going to a place that he'll be very, very welcome.
Also, Vaughn, you've got a proposal up there in BC about liquor privatization?
Not so much. Well, sort of. There's a proposal. BC government says it's thinking of allowing beer and wine to be sold in supermarkets, which is not the case here. Canadians, of course, who travel south of the border are stunned to walk into a great big supermarket and find a whole aisle of beer and wine and alcohol corner stores. You name it. In a lot of, in California, you can find it pretty much anywhere you want. Not allowed here. There are privately run specialty liquor stores in BC, and there are public stores as well. And there's been a real backlash over this, David, because they, of course, fear that if, say, Canada Safeway has a liquor store in its supermarket, they will lose business. The government is saying, no, no, don't worry. We're not talking about radical change here. You're not going to be able to buy beer and alcohol in corner grocery stores and convenience stores. We're talking about maybe some big supermarkets will have liquor outlets within them. You'll have to shop separately at the liquor outlet. You'll have to check your alcohol out there and pay for it, and then you go get your groceries. But it would be more convenient for shoppers. People would probably like it. But the protected markets of the existing private stores and the public stores are not happy.
All right, Vaughn, thanks again.
Talk to you in a week.
Vaughn Palmer is columnist for the Vancouver Sun, and you're listening to The Record on KUOW. I'm David Hyde with Marcy Silman.